a Mary hat on.
Yeah.
Speak on Mark Cuban and his decision to play the anthem, then not play the anthem, then play the anthem, then play the instrumental so he can rap over it.
I didn't even know we were playing the instrumental, man. But I mean, you know, it was a non-story until the media made it a story. Nobody noticed. Nobody, you know, cared. And he didn't start playing the anthem, at least the instrumental, because he wanted to. Adam Silver came out and mandated everybody in the league that they had to play the anthem before the game. So, you know, if it was up to him, they still wouldn't be playing it. So, I mean, you know, it was a non-story, man. Like,
they have fans too, correct?
Yeah, they got some fans there. They got some fans there.
Okay.
Yeah, they got fans there, just like they do in Houston. So, you know, I think the state kind of mandates, you know, who can come and what the attendance levels are. So they do have some fans at the game, but nobody cared. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, till the story came out and Dan Patrick put his foot in his mouth and talking about they ought to sell the team and he'll get a group of Patriots to buy the team and this and that. Like, man, get Dan Patrick out of here, bro. But I mean, you know, it was a non-story.
Hey, forget Dan Patrick. It's not
to make it a story, man.
LJ, you kind of reserved your thoughts on in the group with you.
I don't think it's a big deal that he didn't play it. I mean, I think people expect you to play the national anthem and stuff like that at sporting events out of tradition. They can't tell you, if you could wait to ask somebody, like, what does the national anthem have to do with a sporting event? They probably can't tell you a reason outside of they're maybe 30, 40 years old or however old they are. And that's what they remember their entire lives, that the national anthem has always been played before sporting events. Like, I would tell you, because sometimes you get caught off guard. Like, we were in a playoff. We were in the state tournament. There was games back-to-back. So we played the second game. Well, normally, before every game, they play the national anthem. Mm-hmm. When we're at home, even because they don't play it before our junior varsity game, they'll play it before the varsity games. But even though we were a varsity team, because they played it, it was a varsity game before I was in the playoffs in the state tournament. They didn't play it before hours. So some of the girls are like, are they going to play the national anthem? Like, no, we're the second game, blah, blah, blah. So I think people just get caught up in it just because it's just, I guess you could call it tradition. I don't care if they play the national anthem or not. I do think it's ridiculous, and this drives me nuts. I hate it when people, and I didn't even hear what Dan Patrick said, but Greg, I'm going to take you for your word. I hate it when people who never signed up for the military, never decided they were going to give their lives for the flag, for the national anthem, believe they should be able to tell people what's patriotic and non-patriotic. So that, I hate that. It drives me nuts. Like, if Dan Patrick wants to say that, I can say, Dan Patrick, you're not patriotic because you didn't sign up for the military. And then he'll probably give me 30,000 reasons why he didn't have to, why he shouldn't have, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well then don't tell somebody else they're not patriotic.
I think he was a sportscaster before he got into politics, if that matters.
Oh, Dan Patrick? Oh, I don't even know. Yeah. I don't listen to Dan Patrick. He don't interest me like that. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
Houston. That's the only way I know. He's from Houston. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it ain't. If you don't play the national anthem, man, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It don't matter to me one way or the other. I mean, I honestly would rather just get right to the game, to be honest with you, than have Fergie up there sound like somebody hitting that in their throat.
So Dan Patrick has decided to politicize it. He's getting ready to introduce some legislation called the Star Spangled Banner Protection Act, and he's going to make it required for you to play it at places, I guess, like sporting events, if you are to receive public funding. And this is his quote from the Mavericks. Yeah, I know, right? This is what he said about the Mavericks, Mark Cuban. It is hard to believe this could happen in Texas, but Mark Cuban's actions of yesterday made it clear that we must specify that in Texas, we play the national anthem before all major events. In this time when so many things divide us, sports are one thing that brings us together. Right, left, Black, white, and brown. This legislation already broad support.
Man,
I am certain.
I'm tired of white people.
And the Star Spangled Banner will not be threatened in the Lone Star State again. One last thing. This is what he said too about Mark Cuban. Sell the franchise and some Texas Patriots will buy it. We are the land of free and the home of the brave. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, ladies and gentlemen.
So, my thing, I hate fake outrage. So, if it's so damn important for it to be played, why does it only need to be played at major sporting events? Shouldn't it be played every day before you get your day started if it's so goddamn important?
I've never like been like to the state legislature. I had an internship, you know, through one of the legislators, but I was working in the AG's office when I was in law school. But I never like been around in session. I'm wondering, like, do they play the Star Spangled Banner like every day before they start working the session? Like, is that
hell no? I don't know. I'm just gonna tell you what I guess and say hell no.
It would make sense though. I would like to ask Dan Patrick one question. And this drives me nuts about, in particular, is white people. White people, listen to me. Like, I'm black. Y'all got to stop. When we tell y'all something, you got to stop trying to tell us that. You got to stop trying to go out and then tell everybody else the opposite of what we tell you. So if black people kneeling and black people complaining about, you know, what they feel like, not all black people, but what they feel like, you know, while they're kneeling and protesting, you cannot come out and say the Star Spangled Banner unites us because we just told you that it doesn't. Like, where has he been? He is hell-bent on saying black, brown, or bright. No, you know what, Dan Patrick, if you want to speak for white people, you can. That's totally fine. But you as a white man cannot go out there and just try to publicly tell black people, and I can't speak for Hispanics or brown people because I'm not one of them. Well, tell us what unites everybody, because you have specifically, like, you don't have to guess, you don't have to interpret, you don't have to do any of that. You don't have to have any exaggeration. You have specifically had black people famous in interviews and whatever, and their time on TV, contradict exactly what you said about the Star Spangled Banner uniting us. So you sound like an idiot, Dan Patrick. I'm just going to tell you up front, nobody else going to see it. We're going to try to dance around it. You sound like an idiot.
I have a question.
The Star Spangled Banner does not unite everybody because everybody don't like the Star Spangled Banner. There's a lot of black people who, I don't even know what the third stanza says, but I guess there's a lot, some derogatory stuff in the third stanza of the Star Spangled Banner.
It references slavery.
Right, it represents slavery. So a lot of people don't even like it. I mean, don't like a lot of the stuff about it. So it don't unite everybody. Maybe it unites you because you're okay with slavery or it's in the past or whatever, but I don't want to go up there, you know. So, but Dan Patrick, that's stupid. It's stupid. And you sound like an idiot.
Go ahead.
So I got a question for y'all. Isn't the military national anthem, all that, isn't that political?
Military ran political.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the military political, but I mean, I don't know if the
national anthem. No, I mean, like, I guess your view, I guess whether you would, I don't know if I'm explaining it right.
I guess whether or not you use the military is probably political.
Okay, I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, people have different views on like what the military should do. That's kind of political. But I guess the point I was getting to is people always say stick to sports, right? So, right? But then they want to infuse political stuff that they see fit, right? So that's why I say fake outrage. Like, I was trying to explain to somebody the other day. You say kneeling or not standing for the national anthem is disrespectful to the flag. But if you go look up the things that are supposedly disrespectful to the flag, you see it every day, but nobody even says nothing. Mm-hmm. I see people hanging tattered flags outside the house all day. That's disrespectful to the flag. I see people wearing the American flag as apparel. That's disrespectful to the flag. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be outraged about somebody playing the anthem, not playing the anthem, standing, kneeling, whatever, be outraged when you see all this other stuff that's supposedly disrespectful to the flag too. Yeah. And then people
I
mean, out
I,
there.
You know, I don't like the fact that this particular instance, and I know we'll talk about the NIA school, which is a bit different, but this particular instance, you know, you're trying to make this a racial thing. Like, Mark Cuban is
not
white.
Racial.
Mark Cuban is racial. White. You know, he's a white man that decided that he didn't want his team, that he's the franchise owner, he doesn't want them playing the national anthem before they play. That was his decision. So,
and then, like, people are always saying, well, they say he's unpatriotic. Well, he's so damn unpatriotic, he should have took the American flag down too. From my understanding, that's still hanging up.
Oh, yeah, of course. So real quick, the official response from the NBA was, with NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back into their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with longstanding league policy.
If they just want to stick it to the policy, that's fine. But I see some brewing between the NBA and the NBAPA. They ain't been saying eye to eye lately. So.
Man, Patrick, wrong on this one, brother. I don't even know none of your takes, but you ain't even close to right on this one. First of all,
when did he become a governor?
He's lieutenant governor. He's lieutenant governor. He's second in line.
When did he become that?
Ooh, it's about at least his second term. He been there for a minute. He been there as long as Abbott.
Wait, he still got the sports. He still got the broadcast.
He still got a show, bro.
I'm saying before he got into politics, he worked here in local news in Houston.
No, don't he have the Dan Patrick show still?
No. It's two different Dan Patricks.
Oh, man, you're going to confuse me, man.
Man, I was like.
Right.
Oh, I mean, but then Greg, let me say that Dan Patrick, the
lieutenant
radio sports dude, I apologize. I thought he was talking about you.
No, that's what I thought he was talking about.
I knew that dude that's a lieutenant governor in Texas. I know he an idiot. I ain't even got to say nothing to him. I know he is.
I was in the thing he was talking about that damn Patrick too, though.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry for the confusion. They do have the same thing.
Do back,
No. We talking about the lieutenant governor of Texas, man.
But that's still stupid anyway. It's stupid for a lot of reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Right, it is.
Even like if you tell me, if you ask people, I'm going to guess, if you ask people why you have to stand for the national anthem, they can't give you a good reason except for that. That's what they've always done.
Right.
They can't give you it's unpatriotic. Well, why? Well, because what? Well, because you don't know why. And again, I think Malcolm has said this on here a couple of times. If it's so patriotic, when you hear the national anthem at home, do you stop?
Nope.
When you hear the national anthem, let me tell you something, how it works on a military base. When you hear that flag, when you hear what is it called? I forgot what it's called. Gosh, man, I can't even think of what it's called. It's right there. But in the morning, anyways, in the morning, the same time, flag go up. And in the evening time, same time, flag go down. Now, this is what happens on the Army base. I bet your bottom goddamn dollar you better stop and get out that car. That flag. As God is my witness, as God is, people will run in front of your car and make you stop. And tell you to get out your car. You will stop and you will get out your car and you will salute the flag. But see, that's what I know. That's patriotic. They're going to make you do it. Every time you hear it, no matter where you at, if you outside, if you indoors, that's different. But if you outside and that flag is going up, you stop whatever you're doing, you salute the flag. If you outside and that flag is going down, no matter where you are, it don't matter where you are. If you by yourself, it don't matter. You stop and you salute the flag until that flag goes down, right? That's a standard right there. But how many people when you watching the game? I mean, you know, most of the games where in the NBA, if you're watching on League Pass, you'll hear like the national anthem and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're watching like the Super Bowl, I mean, regular NFL games, I don't think you hear the national anthem.
They play it more often now because they try to make a point of when the team stays in the locker room. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But before all this, no. They never, like Dallas, they played 13 games without it being played. Nobody said nothing. Kaepernick sat down 3 games before anybody ever said anything. But my thing. Go ahead.
If it's so patriotic to stand during the national anthem, I would just ask them, But listen, let's put a GoPro cam or some kind of surveillance cam in people's houses and see what the average person does while the national anthem is playing on their TV.
Getting their beer.
Exactly. Everything was standing up like the national anthem is on. So it ain't that important. It's only important when you're in public and people can see you. So don't tell me, because again, when I was talking about the Army, you could be in civilian clothes in the housing area. In the housing area. If that damn flag go down or it's coming up, don't matter. If you can, like I said, you could be on duty, off duty. If you're on a military base and that damn flag go up or go down, especially if you are a soldier, your ass better, you're going to stop and salute that flag or somebody going to say something to you. It don't matter. Like I said, you could be in your backyard. You could be in your backyard. That flag go down, you're going to stop and salute the flag. That's the expectation. So it don't matter where you at. You're on a military base, that flag go up and down, you're going to stop and salute.
My thing is,
they just be wolfing.
How does me standing for a song equate to my love for a country? I don't get it.
They can't tell you. They can't tell you.
If I come out here every day and I'm the most humanitarian person there is in this country, and I do everything I can for this country to help make it better, but when that song play, I don't stand. Is all that work going away? Is that washed away?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's what they're telling you. As long as you stand for the flag, you can do whatever you want to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like saying somebody out here, Dr. Umar, out here talking about black power, black power, and then out here messing with white women. That don't go together.
Hey, man, I ain't going to tell you. Umar, you can't slander Malcolm X.
Umar Johnson got a white woman, man.
He's trying to slander Malcolm X. That's what this is about. He's trying to slander Brother Mark.
Hey, so that stanza that's never sung, part of the lyric says, "No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave, and the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave." So, like I said, man, if I'm an executive, if I'm in charge, you want to hear
play
the star-spangled banner, we playing the whole thing, Jack. We getting it all. Stand up and proudly sing that bad boy too.
Hey, I bet if Mark Cuban decided to take that route, it'll be two games and the NBA will be talking about, you have to play this version of the match.
Listen, they won't do that because that'll make it seem like they trying to control it. They'll say the national anthem should only be this long. They go tell they hate.
What about the HBCU? Is that school the HBCU, the NAIA school?
Nah, it's just NAIA school.
Okay, but obviously the black players on the team had issue with standing for the anthem. Which I can't believe you're still talking about this, man.
Man, I'm gonna tell you. Okay, so if everybody wanna know what I do during the national anthem, I'm gonna tell you whatever I feel like when it's going on. Whatever I could be standing if I feel like standing. I can be sitting down if I feel like sitting down. I could be going to go get something to drink. I'll be going to the bathroom. I'm gonna be honest. I don't stop doing what I'm doing. The national anthem is played. It's just to me. It's just another song. I've always been this way. Like even in high, like elementary, middle school, we used to have to stand in the morning, right? I'd be loud, wouldn't get up because I do not feel like getting. I don't feel like getting. Like to me, it's more of a, and I could be wrong. It feels like a cult thing, like a control thing. That's what
I
it
mean,
feels.
I think about. I think about it like this, right? Like, so I mean, you know, me at our church. Whenever prayer is going on, you're supposed to stop what you're doing. Like nobody's allowed to come into the sanctuary. You're not really allowed to leave unless it's an emergency while prayer is going on. So that's like, you know, that's a standard thing. But like I've been to professional sporting events, Cowboys games, Mavericks games, Rangers games. You know, you try to get all your concessions and stuff before the game so you'll be ready. Literally, like while the anthem is playing, like the people at the cash register, they don't stop what they're doing. They still ringing up food and you know, still talking. So like,
when the Kaepernick thing first started and they was talking about standing, I was like, okay, so what the hell the cameraman supposed to do when they supposed to be, are they supposed to just start working? Or they supposed to be still be family. That's, oh, that's because they got a job to do.
Camera right here.
Camera right here. And a hand on the
I'm just saying, but like, what are they supposed to do? You know, if it's not okay for him to stand, why is it okay for
you? Put your hand over your heart, man. You know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't even know why you got to take your cap off. I don't put my hand over my heart either. I don't know what that's about either.
I don't know, man.
They asked me to take your ass off. I might not. It's just, to me, it's just a suggestion.
Fake outrage, brother.
Listen, this is what this, I think this dude is the president. Hold on, let me see what it is. God, dog. Nope. The school president. This is the school president. This is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Olive, his name is, let me make sure I give you his full name. So this is at Bluefield College basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The school president is David Olive. So they suspended the entire team after players knelt for the anthem prior to their February 9th home game. Yes. This is what he said. This is his statement. Olive said in a statement that he tried to work with players to find other avenues to voice their concerns while not upsetting our alumni, friends, and donors of the college.
Uh-oh, there you go. This is about money.
First of all, that dude ought to be ashamed of himself.
This is about money.
He came out and said something like that. And here's what I don't understand, and this kind of ties into the Mark Cuban and the idiot lieutenant governor out of Texas, right? If you say, excuse me, what can be more patriotic than living up to the Constitution?
I don't know.
What can be more patriotic than living up to the Constitution and upholding the Constitution? Now, the Constitution gives you the right to protest.
Right.
First of all, kneeling ain't even really protesting.
Protesting.
You don't have to, like, there's no law that says you have to stand up during the national anthem. There's no law that, to my knowledge, that says you have to stand up during the national anthem. This is personal pride, right? So what you're telling me is that selectively enforcing or living up to the Constitution is the most important thing, because the Constitution gives you the right to protest. And if you believe that kneeling is protesting, then do you care about the Constitution or do you not? Because the Star Spangled, what is the Star Spangled Banner? Is that about, is the first stanza about basically fighting for our rights and stuff like that in America, something like that? I don't even know what the lyrics say, but is it about the Constitution or is it not? Because the Constitution gives you the right to protest. So in theory, you could say, hey, by violating their constitutional rights. I don't know, Greg, that'd be something for you to talk about. I'm not a lawyer.
Real quick,
Greg. Kneeling is a form of silent protest. I mean, obviously, it's your First Amendment rights. You know what I'm saying? Your freedom of speech, your freedom to assemble, and your freedom to protest. So, like,
Greg, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Like, isn't kneeling in any other form like a sign of respect? Like, kneel before God, right?
Right.
Like, when a player gets injured on the field, you kneel, you take a knee. Like, all the. In every other aspect, kneeling is a sign of somewhat of respect. Well, so why is it so disrespectful on the anthem?
You had the military member that came out and clarified that met with Kaepernick and explained to everybody, you know, because initially Kaepernick was just sitting on the bench.
Sitting down, yeah.
Then he changed it to kneeling because the military member told him that, you know, I guess as a compromise, it'd be better for you to kneel. And so he did that, and he started to kneel. So, yeah, I don't see the problem with kneeling. But I think those players in Bluefield, I think they came up with a good solution and just don't come out the locker room until the song is over. Like, what's wrong with that? What's the problem with that?
Tradition, man. That's why they want you out there. It don't make no difference.
The Bills did it all year. That's what the Buffalo Bills did all year. They didn't. They stayed in the locker room for the national anthem. And the only way I know that is because I think I watched them two or three times, like on TV.
Yeah.
And the announcers made sure, you know, they're going to show the camera and them coming out the locker room. And they announced it. Yeah, this is what they be doing all season.
Nobody in there, but a problem with nobody. Nobody took issue. I know the Steelers had tried to do it, but then the one player came out and ran out. You know, he was a Patriot and he had to be out there by himself. I mean,
but that, I will say he
served in the army,
so he
I get that.
His thought might be a little bit different. You
know, he should be able to have the right to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you want to go out there and do that, that shouldn't, and I don't think that fractured their team at all. You know what I'm saying? As a team,
AB and Le'Veon Bell did.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, even in terms of, I don't know which one of y'all said the dude from the military, we got to get away from in America. And a lot of time when it comes to black issues, they like to try to have one person that speak for everybody. I got it that I think the dude that he talked to that was from the military, you know, he's well known because maybe he did some heroic or whatever. But that dude don't speak for everybody.
Right.
Like, he don't speak for everybody. Like, I was in the Army. I don't care if you kneel. I don't care if you stand. I don't care if you lay down during the National Anthem. It don't bother me. Because ultimately, when you enlist in the Army and you raise your right hand, it says to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. It don't say to support your personal feelings. It don't say to defend your personal feelings. So just because you might be offended that somebody don't want to stand during the National Anthem, that ain't what the military is defending. We defending the Constitution. If the Constitution gives you the right to do that, then hey, by all means, player, because we defending the Constitution. We ain't defending your personal feelings on how you feel. Well, I think they should stand. I think they should stand in the Constitution. No, but that's not what we here for. We don't defend your personal feelings. We defend the Constitution.
Literally, what I got to see this week, and I didn't get to watch all the impeachment hearing and the, you know, situation, but from what I seen, these people don't care about the Constitution at all, Jack. They don't really care about the Constitution. And they care about it when it's convenient. Because, I mean, gosh, man, Donald Trump, like, literally incited a riot, dude. Like,
man, quit acting like you didn't vote for Trump, Greg.
No, sir. Not at all, man. But it's crazy to me, man, that those same people that were of violence, you know, that could have been harmed themselves, they just turn a blind eye to it and say, man, time to move on.
Then it's politics, man. The politicians ain't really interested, in my opinion. For the most part, they ain't interested in the Constitution. They interested in continuing to be employed. That's their main goal. But one thing, back to the NAIA school, Bluefield College, and this is for all my black brothers and sisters out there. Listen, y'all got to stop kneeling, man. I got to stop kneeling, man. Ain't nobody else going to tell you. They don't want to hurt your feelings. Oh, they don't want to sound bad. Now, y'all got to stop kneeling, man. Just move
on, but find a different name.
Well, listen, this is why I'm going to tell you to stop kneeling. And I hope, I don't know if any one of y'all is on Facebook right now, so I might be monitor the comments. I hope somebody say something on that. Say something. I'll say I'm soft or I'm sweet. I'm going to bring you on here and I'm going to get on your ass. And here's why I say you got to move on, right? Here's why I say you got to move on. Because kneeling don't do nothing. So the when Kaepernick kneeled, right? This is all my opinion, obviously. When Kaepernick kneeled, one of the things he did was brought attention to that area, to the social injustice. Boom. Now you got people's attention. Now you got to start doing things to chip away at whatever the issue is, right? You can't, like, continue. Like, brothers and sisters, you ain't accomplishing nothing by kneeling.